Hallo, hallo. Hallo, hallo. Hallo, hallo. Hallo, hallo.
Let's not.
Do you like the middle version at the end?
Of our podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's badass, right? I like the
Hong Kong.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I like how it's all like
Libis Vector.
Yeah.
Oh, someone suggested that we should get him to do something else.
Okay, well, I'm going to need a little bit more information.
Oh, no, I think it was pre-show stuff. Because you know how I've just got the, like,
the
2 minutes worth of loop?
I think it's less than 2 minutes, but yes, the bus noise.
Maybe it's like
we can just hang a condenser out the window.
Where is this condenser you keep talking of?
Well, I haven't bought it yet. Like, we're already pretty poor when it comes to having...
Mate, have you seen the account?
Yeah, it doesn't cover any of the gear we've bought. We've got two mics. We've got the audio interface.
You know how you've bought it all?
Yeah.
I love it.
I know, right?
What am I done?
The thing is, it's all useful for other stuff as well.
I bought their charisma.
You bought that charisma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, talking of this tree, because someone posted in the chat just before we started, this tree...
It's in the way.
I'm actually wondering whether the tree is going to obscure the red light.
Oh, red light.
Yeah, that's fine. Easy. Well, it's not easy for Chris.
That's true. Chris Kelvey. Calvin Klein.
Yeah, Calvin Klein. Do you know, it's like fucking impossible to actually get a straight answer out of the cops.
Yes.
Whether that was illegal.
Yeah, I mean, the answer is go look at the act, and you look at it, and it doesn't answer it, and you're like, could you clarify? And they're like, we'll clarify that you need to look at the act, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm just like, NZTA got back to me real quick, and they're like, yeah, the act doesn't cover everything, but the police have, like, what's the word?
Discretion.
Discretion. I fucking hate those discretionary laws, but yeah. Police
have
discretion.
Most laws are discretionary, right?
And I'm like...
Yeah, it's annoying.
Can you tell me your policy on, like, when would... your discretion say yes, this is breaking the law, and when would it say no?
Yeah, I mean, an example of a discretionary thing, I think, we're talking about this in the office, is it illegal to fish someone if you don't collect their credentials and thusly don't gain access to an unauthorized system?
I think we were saying what was spam. Like, is it illegal to spam people if you have a unsubscribe button at the bottom?
Yeah, so I looked at the Can Spam Act, and the Can Spam Act does apply to emails that aren't bulk. So it does apply to a one-to-one email, but as long as there's some way for them to tell you, like, hey, stop messaging me and you do it, doesn't violate anti-spam laws.
Yeah.
So then the only thing you have is the laws on copyright and trademark infringement, which that one is, I mean, you know, if you want to fish someone, you want to make sure you don't violate copyright or trademark. But assuming you don't do that, assuming it's like a brand new fish or something, or you don't care about it, it's a civil suit, right? So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Is it illegal? And I think what I decided was it probably is not illegal, but they'll get you on something else. They'll be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like NZTA's answer on the red light thing is like, this might not be illegal, but there'll be something else.
Yeah.
They'll find something.
You know, it's illegal to use a web browser in New Zealand, right?
Yeah, it's a tool to...
tool that can be used for hacking, to gain unauthorized access. Position of a tool. So, yeah, it's... bit of a weird situation.
You know what we should do?
Hack the government?
We should... What'd that guy do? Like, just get fucking stoned and email the Prime Minister?
Oh, yeah. Fucking...
That's how you change that law, mate.
Yeah, you can get stoned and email the Prime Minister. It honestly reminds me of when I was, like, 13. I once wrote to the government, like, I don't know who I wrote to. I was like, I don't like this law. I don't think we should have this.
I write to the government, the local government.
So you do.
I haven't quite escalated to the actual government.
Have you ever done it while high? That's the question.
No. No.
Yeah, it seems like a bad idea to email the Prime Minister when you're intoxicated on anything, drugs or alcohol. Old Jacinda wouldn't like it.
I wonder if he got a response. Most likely not.
Yeah, they have like boilerplate ones where they're like, oh, congrats.
Yeah, we've taken this into account.
Yeah.
Thank you for writing to us.
Thank you for writing to us, yeah.
We take everything seriously.
Yeah. We'll get back to you within 10 working days.
Well, after I found Donald McDonald the other week.
Yeah.
I see that so many people get complaints from him. Like, there's just comments on, like, all of his news articles. People from Metlink or ex-Metlink, they're like, yeah, I used to get, like, hundreds of emails from him a day.
So you're not even the worst. That's good. That's good.
I know. It made me feel better. But then I'm like, will I turn into him?
Yeah.
Like, he's old.
He probably started like you did, where he had, like, a few key issues and he just got worse and worse until now he's, like, now he's how he is.
I kind of want to meet him, though.
A serial complainer here in... Is it Wellington? He's Wellington,
yeah, Wellington,
right?
Yeah, Newtown, I think.
Used to be a professor, but gone off the rails as he has got older and now complains a lot.
Yeah.
I presume he's still, like, got some mathy skills. He's a math professor.
Yeah.
To be honest...
It looks like he still has it. So his writing is, like, really terrible, but apparently that, like, someone asked him once and he was like... Yeah, like, cost money to send words, so, like, I...
Oh, really? Right. Oh, yeah, because he puts classifieds in the newspaper.
He puts classifieds, so now, like, all his writing style is, like, weird.
Yeah, minimize,
like,
words.
Minimize.
Why use many word when less word do?
Basically. He'll take out, like, some vowels and...
The thing is,
everything.
Every math professor I know feels like they're one little thing away, one step away from going completely insane. You know what I mean? They're all a little bit... There's a few comp sci professors like it as well. You know the ones who never wear shoes and we have one at Waikato and you're like, yeah, something traumatic happened to you. It tipped you over the edge.
There was one at Vic that didn't wear shoes. But I don't think he's one step away. He was actually, like, pretty...
Maybe it's unrelated then. Yeah. But there are some people you know who are like, especially in
maybe
academia.
It's just people that you meet.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know a lot of them, but there are just people in academia you're like, yeah, you're pretty close to over the edge. Okay.
Oh, that's our reporter.
Yeah, I understand that Don McDonald was a teacher at the school Hugh went to.
Oh, so I didn't actually know that. Was it at the same time?
I mean, you could look it up, but presumably that explains...
Just ask the question in 5 minutes when the stream gets to...
That probably explains how he ended up how he was. He had to deal with teaching Hugh for a little while.
Yeah, I don't
didn't recover.
Recall Don McDon there. I wonder if it was like his actual
look
name.
Look how close that scooter is to the bus.
Ooh, nice.
That bus tripped it back. There's like a scooter behind a bus. He's like real close
to
it.
Is he over the line?
There's
no
way
not.
The bus can see him either. There's just no way the bus driver can see that there's a scooter behind him. That's like a little bit close, right? Yeah, that's like...
should do this. Oh, that was a while before I was there.
It was there when Hugh's mother taught there. Here we are, learning about Hugh's family here on the Bus Factor.
Yeah, did you know my dad went to that same school, but it wasn't called that school at that time. It was Wellington Technical College, and then I went to Wellington High School.
Gotcha.
And mum taught when it was Wellington High School.
Cool.
Before we were there.
Honestly, I don't know much about Wellington schools. I didn't go to school here or anything.
Should we jump into it?
Hey, we don't have much tech news this week, so jump into a bus story.
Shall we start with this?
Okay.
It's a bit morbid. Literally.
Life is morbid, mate. Just all of it.
We've actually had our first death. Maybe related to the new bus system. Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's
discuss it and then we'll discuss it.
Yeah, so there was a NZ Bus bus controller,
scheduler or something?
Dispatcher. Dimitri Edwards. We'll put his name out there just because it's nice to remember people.
Is it? I don't know if it's respectful or not, like, disrespectful to, like, publish names and stuff.
It's in the public news, so I think it's, like, all right.
So it's not making it worse, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounded like a stressful job anyway.
Yeah.
His family was saying, like, after the new system... It was a lot more stressed. And
The way they described it was pretty negative. They were like, it was like just a clusterfuck. Yeah. I don't know if they used the term clusterfuck, but I'm pretty sure they wanted to.
I mean, it kind of was a clusterfuck. But
yeah, it was fucked.
It's hard to know whether that was the cause or there was some other cause. But yeah, I think this one, boom. Yeah. But yeah.
The airport flyer, more like the red light flyer.
It's not actually controlled by Metlink.
Yeah, it's separate now. Yeah, so he had a stroke anyway. That was how he died. And there was a person for the Strokes Council. I have whatever the fuck they're called.
Stroke New Zealand, Stroke New Zealand. Association or something.
So he did say stress is not a risk factor.
Stress doesn't directly link to strokes, but stress does increase like blood pressure, and
that's linked.
It also increases risk of unhealthy behaviors.
Yeah,
And those behaviors can cause strokes. But yeah, it's hard to know.
One of the seminal studies here was that they looked at people after the Christchurch earthquake, which was a large earthquake 10 years ago, while now. And then they looked at stroke risk over after that period, and there was no increase in stroke risk. And, you know, that's a fairly traumatic event, aftershocks afterwards, you know, months of not knowing where you're living. So if stress was a risk factor, you'd expect to see an increase in strokes. That didn't happen. So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure blood pressure went up, but it's still a piece of evidence. But nonetheless, this was a death somewhat associated with the new bus system.
Yeah. I mean, it's someone employed by one of the bus operators.
It feels disingenuous to try and blame the bus people for this.
So I hope that my wording came across as non-blaming, because...
Yeah.
Who's to blame? Like, we don't know.
Shit just happens. Yeah,
it could just be like one of those things of life. But yeah,
strokes can hit you anytime, anywhere. Yeah. Do you smell burning toast?
Did you know us two are more likely to recover from a stroke?
More likely than what?
Say this person here.
Okay. Why? Because we do a podcast. Have they looked into this? Are we helping our health by doing a podcast?
Parler français.
Oh, yes, parlez multiple languages.
Yeah.
Although
they have started that.
Yeah. Multiple languages is good for he's blocking. That counts as a red light.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple languages is good for most things, isn't it? It's pretty much, you want to be a good person, learn multiple languages. Yeah. Good in studies. It's good. Alzheimer's, just anything.
Oh, man, yeah. That's a risk in my family, actually.
To be honest, like most diseases, they're kind of like, hey, if you get off your ass and use your brain.
If you just do shit.
If you do something, doesn't matter what it is, go for a walk. You can go out to buy McDonald's. Who gives a shit? If you walk there, you're probably decreasing your risk of stuff.
When you walk back, are you increased because you've had McDonald's?
No, so supposedly, like... frequency of exercise is more, it's like more of a good thing than being fat. It's better to exercise and be fat than not exercise and be skinny.
Yeah. That's, and if you have like a routine, it's also like good as well, I believe.
Yeah, it's like if you wake up early, you have increased risk for a lot of things, so you should always try and wake up not early.
So that's why you always turn up to work right before the bus factor.
No routine probably doesn't help, so I don't know. It's not a great situation.
You've kind of got a routine. It just shifts.
Yeah, well, I'm always here at 4 p.m. on a Friday, or 4:30 or 5 o'clock. Depends. Yeah.
It's sometimes breakfast, it's sometimes dinner.
Yeah, who knows? It could be either. Sometimes I do the bus factor and go home and sleep. Sometimes I wake up and come and do the bus factor. It's a routine.
Well, anyway, shall we move on?
Okay. Well, we can do a tech story here. This one's not super techy. There's a college here in Auckland. College is a high school, right?
High school, yeah. So, like, different countries and different places call it different things.
Old people in New Zealand call it a college.
Like, in Wellington, we have a Wellington High School, and we also have a Wellington College.
Are they both high school
Wellington
age?
College is Wellington Boys College.
Yeah.
It's just Wellington College.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's boys only?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, wouldn't that? I would hate to go to a boys only school.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Ironically, I'm not sure that's the right word. I went to Wellington High School because it had no uniform.
Okay.
And then I ended up joining the Air Training Corps, and it had a uniform, and I like stayed there. Yeah, it was.
You have to wear the uniform all the time.
When on courses or like, on like parade nights.
Parade nights.
Parade, so this was for cadets.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At school, didn't wear a uniform. But like one of my main reasons for going to that school was it didn't have a uniform.
And then you joined something that made you wear a uniform.
Yeah. I found it interesting.
That guy wanted to go through that red light, but he didn't. Did you know...
Technically, we could ask old Chris. He's gone over the... entry line.
Yeah, I think Chris would say
and
it's safe.
And he might now be blocking the intersection.
Unless he was currently engaged in a murder, Chris would say it's fine. And even then, he'd be like, maybe the baby deserved it. you know, maybe he deserved it. So.
Nah, let's not be too bad on him.
Yeah,
I've never met him, but I've read a lot about him, and
he gets a lot of, he comments to the news all the time. You know,
yeah,
it's like,
I've seen his.
He's just like a prolific media person. I was going to use a different word there, but. Did you know boys do better in mixed gender schools and girls do better in single gender schools? So that's some interesting news for you.
So what was that? Sorry?
Boys do better in boys do better in single sex schools. So fuck, other way around. Boys do better in mixed gender schools. Girls do better in single sex schools.
That's interesting. Yeah. So how do we make it better for both?
Fuck them. Can't.
You fuck them?
No,
I'm not
like,
sure that's...
The other fuck him.
You just kind of ignore them. Yeah. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, people still go to all-boys schools, even though it's worse for, like, educational outcomes.
So, my sister here, she went to a co-educational institution.
Yeah.
And I also went to a co-educational institution.
Yeah, look, she's all fucked up. Look at her.
I reckon she's pretty good.
She does get our news for us, so that's pretty good.
She missed one, though. I called her out.
The third news story that I just saw, I remember reading about that one.
Oh, my God. I know, right? I've seen so many about it, and now I know the full
I haven't seen the video or anything.
I'm not sure I want to see the video.
Anyway, let me finish this tech story here. There's a college in Auckland. We got kind of distracted there. Didn't we? Oh, Windows updates. Okay, we've got restart now, pick a time, or snooze.
Just restart now, boy.
Restart now. Just snooze.
Is it snoozing for 10 minutes? Is it just,
I think it's longer than that.
Is it going to warn us?
Yeah, it'll warn us. Though I think if you ignore it, it just restarts. I think it does do that.
Oh, man, we've got to keep an eye on that.
College in Auckland here, they are requiring all students who wish to connect to the Wi-Fi to install a spyware application. This is one of those parental spyware applications where you install it and the parents have control over the device. They can see where they've been viewing things. They can see that kind of thing. What's up? No, she didn't. Well, I'll tell you what. After we finish the story after this one, I'll give you a break.
This one?
Story after this one.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he wants a beer. He's abandoned me. Your sister was about to get one for you. Oh, you want to come on the show? Yeah?
Hello.
This is a reporter from the street.
Hello.
She gets our bus stories for us. You got any good bus stories this week? Did you give any of these ones?
I feel like I gave... most of them. My favorite one was the seats.
I don't know about that one, actually. I'm gonna have to wait to find out, because I think Hugh said he read it, or we can talk about it now if you want to.
I mean, it's kind of more of a picture thing.
Picture. So, I don't know if he loaded up the b-roll. We'll ask him. Hugh, did you load up the b-roll for this seats picture, the seats picture one on the list here?
So no, basically someone asked for the ugliest transport decoration.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because the seats have those weird patterns on them.
Yeah, so there's all that's like the good, the bad, the ugly of public transport.
Gotcha,
and
yeah.
You know, having lived in London for years, there's some pretty
that one's fine.
Horrific.
Oh, that one's bad. Yeah, they all have weird patterns. It's like,
but it's all like, yeah, there's like day glow, and then there's, yeah, you know, between like all the buses and trains and everything.
Yeah,
there's just really, really horrific.
Who the fuck designs these? Because it kind of looks like one person, right?
Well, so they have this museum in London, which is dedicated to the transport.
Okay, that's so kind of cool. We should go there, dude. We should go there.
It's like the
live
London
fun.
Museum of Transport or something.
Are we just going like on a bus factor trip?
Oh, bus factor trip.
London.
Bus yeah, that'd be way good. Do London buses run red lights?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's perfect. How often do they do it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, you've failed us here.
I have failed,
us. We're going to have to do... Does... any of the listeners know what the London bus is like? Yeah.
The watchers.
We could.
The watchers, that's what he said.
The watchers. I guess that makes sense. Some people listen, but yeah. I guess if you're listening, you're probably listening after the fact. Viewers, watchers.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that listen after the fact.
I hope so, because if we look at the numbers viewing right now, it's pretty fucking low.
Yeah.
So I'd much prefer to hear that people are watching it afterwards, because we have no stats on that, because it's fucking hard to get those stats.
Yeah, it's annoying that we can't get the stats from behind Cloudflare.
Yeah, you kind of can. The problem is you're like, oh, great, 200 people hit it, and 300 of them were like Yandex and Google. So yeah. It's like, Yeah.
And a lot were Apple. So, like, Apple just gets it, like, heaps.
Yeah, then, yeah, like, it's weird.
Then which, the Apple podcasts.
I think like, Apple podcast terrible. People could be listening to it, but it's like, we really have no idea what the numbers are, and we don't have a way to find out.
I know maybe, like, a dozen people that listen on Apple podcasts.
Dozen, damn. The only person I know who listens, because my girlfriend won't watch it. My mum watched it once when I was with her and then listened the next week.
My dad listens too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then my sister.
That's it. I mean,
you need to get more of your
family. She comes here for
involved.
The free beer. I don't think she comes here for the...
I think she did buy beer. I don't know.
Did she? She buys beer sometimes, but
yeah.
I wouldn't. She buys beer every few times.
Every few times.
Yeah.
Just in case the boss is listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Our boss, like, listened that one time.
Yeah, and his wife was like, the fuck is that? Turn that shit off. So he no longer listens. So.
Actually, my wife was maybe on the show last week.
Oh, she has been on the show before, yeah.
No, she was potentially on the show last week.
Oh, you mean, like, yeah, via the camera, yes. But she also has spoken on the show very quietly.
She said, like, she nearly actually got hit by a bus.
Oh, really?
Because she was, like, crossing back and forth. Because she was on the other side.
Yeah.
Crossed over to, like, wave at us.
Yeah.
I, like, just didn't even see. It's really hard to tell from here.
You can, the best would be if we looked on the camera, you can see.
Yeah.
Wait, is that, that's the footpath, right?
Though she said she could see me. Oh, she might have seen me from, like, over there.
Yeah, like, across the road. But if you stood in that spot right there, which no one on the viewing can see, but you reckon that one there, right?
Yeah. Well, like, I'm just thinking what I can see with my eyes from here. I suppose from the pole you can kind of see me.
Someone stood inside underneath the Hurricane Denim sign. Good to see them. You can kind of see them in the stream, actually. It's like where the blue is.
But anyway, yeah. She crossed the road several times. And then she was like, oh, I actually have to, like, be on the other side to catch a bus home.
Well, we did see the time Jolly Jim bought her, like, light up backpack. I think it was her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we were like, holy shit, is that a listener there? And then they waved 30 seconds later because the stream took ages. It is a listener.
That was back over there, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Back yeah, back at Old Manor Street.
Oh, yeah. Remember how there was that, like, Twitter post? Not Twitter post, Reddit post.
And yeah. Oh, like, yeah. Did we mention that?
No, I don't think we did. Yeah.
There's a Reddit post last week on r/Wellington. Someone was like, "Oh, I fell off my bike or something." They phrased it something like that.
They
right?
phrased it really weirdly, and I was like, "Did you get hit or did you just fall off?" But they
I
were
fell
like,
"Off my bike, and I want the video footage."
Yeah, I remember there was some people that were filming this intersection.
Yeah, and then people were like, "Yeah, that's the bus factor," but they only film on Fridays for 1 hour. And they don't do it, like, they've moved now. So
yeah, they've also moved.
You're shit out of luck. There's, like, there's a number of reasons it wouldn't have worked. But to be honest, here, you actually might be okay if a bus ran a red light.
Oh,
at
yeah.
The same
like,
time.
Now we actually filmed
24/7.
10 second. Well, we store 10 second segments.
Yeah.
If a bus runs a red light or something that looks like a bus. We need to retrain it.
Yeah,
by
so
the way,
sometimes if that tree wiggles just the right way, the AI will be like, is that a bus?
No, it's reasonably good. But yeah, I have noticed it's gotten a bit worse.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That
the sun is like on a weird angle.
There's also the fact that the bus is now basically a green slither. That's it. And yeah, like it's not really a bus anymore so much as there's some more green behind the already green tree that a human could look at and say, that's bus green, not tree green.
It's actually pretty good at detecting the buses, but it also, so like we've got that threshold. We could probably bump the threshold up or something. I don't know, but also the results are coming down, which I don't know is the buses getting better.
Weather changing, tree changing. Yeah,
I do think that tree might actually overgrow that red light.
Well, should we chop it down? If there are any listeners out there, listeners, that includes the viewers and the listeners. Oh my God, there's a transit. There's a transit.
Yeah?
Yeah. And so, that guy is just not gone. Okay, he's gone now.
Yeah, I know an arborist.
If anyone would like to do some guerrilla bus factoring. Hey, see that guy standing there by the lights? That's a perfect place. That's where your wife should have stood to wave.
Yeah.
He scratched his head. Maybe he's a listener.
Oh, hello,
scratch
listener.
Scratch your head again if you're a listener.
Hello.
Is he?
Hello.
Is he?
Hello. Hello.
He's waiting wait 30 seconds.
Cyclist running red lights.
I like how, like, some motorists get all uppity about it. They're like, this cyclist running a red light. And I'm like, yeah, but he's not going to kill anyone. Like, I get it. He shouldn't do it. But the thing is, if a cyclist runs a red light, at worst, they hurt themselves.
So there is like a mentality. So there's actually a story about this. There's a cyclist story that I'm going to bring up.
Okay. You got a lot of them.
Yeah, well, there's actually some that have been in the news recently. Mm-hmm. There's a mentality, if a driver sees a cyclist doing wrong things that a driver can't do, the driver's like, why can't I do that? Like, fuck you. Like, you don't deserve to do this. Like, I deserve to do it.
Yeah.
And then the drivers start being dicks or they, like, there's this whole mentality. I actually saw a tweet from old Chris Kelvey actually today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I follow him.
He's the transport minister, you think? So he would be really, he'd be very strongly in favor of cycling. That's a form of transport.
Did a tweet say, he like retweeted someone in like the Netherlands and they were saying like they were struggling to get autonomous cars there because of so many bikes.
Yeah.
And people were saying that Dutch people tend to be more friendly. And the reason people think is why is because a lot of them ride bikes and like there's a lot of like, kind of subconscious language going on, like you have to like wave and make eye contact.
I honestly have never ever heard in my life someone describe Dutch people as friendly. I do want to point out every Dutch person I know has
Dutch people friendly.
To be honest, I am talking about the Dutch people who have left the Netherlands.
But
every Dutch person I knew in New Zealand. No, have never in their lives been described as friendly.
Dutch people. There's results about it.
Name a country and type that, and I guarantee it will come up with results. Name anyone. Any country. There are dolphins in the harbour right now.
Anyway.
Presume right now. Someone just called it out. There are dolphins in the harbour. But we can't see it from here.
Can we not? What if we, like... turn the camera.
Oh, aside. You fucked.
How red was
number
that?
Seven.
How red was that?
Yeah, it wasn't super red.
I'm watching it. It was a number three.
It was a number seven.
Oh, yeah, but a number three in my books.
What?
Because.
They changed the routes?
Is nah, that like a one is dangerous. And a two
I
is.
I see. Yeah, okay. The categorization system. All right, let's just do some more news stories anyway. Cyclists is next on the list.
Cool. Gave it away, but do you know what Wellington's most dangerous pastime is?
Let me think.
If you turn around.
No, let me think.
You can also find out.
BDSM with unqualified practitioners.
No.
How do you know?
Because I can read the fucking news.
Yeah, but that sounds like opinion. That doesn't sound like fact.
Fair enough. What about that one?
103 complaints. Cyclist concerned about not being hit. Oh, really? She's concerned
about
because
not being hit.
That's what it says. Read it I'm paraphrasing again. It.
About near
103 complaints. Look cyclist concerned about not being hit by buses. Yeah, well, she didn't get hit, did she?
It could be
a he. Sorry, I don't know why. I thought there was a her in there. I'm just saying, if they're concerned that they didn't get hit while...
I was debating putting on, like, heaps of B-roll because I've got a lot of fucking B-roll about, like, real fucking close hits.
Yeah, yeah. I did see some of the videos on some of these articles. There's a lot of them lately. Transport is ramping up in the news, right?
So, I was actually talking about this with my wife the other night. So, traffic is getting worse in Wellington. Like, just traffic in general.
Okay, I don't drive, so I don't really notice.
So I cycle, and I'm like, damn, this is worse than what it used to be. Like, traffic's getting worse.
Yeah,
and the reason why traffic's getting worse is pretty well established because the public transport system's getting worse. And, like, the public transport system is getting worse because...
Well, we kind of know that.
Well, do we? There's a couple of reasons. Why do you think public transport's gone worse?
Yeah, well, if we think about things that have made it get worse, right? Changes that have made it got worse.
Yes.
So there is the buses, the obvious one. The bus is the big one. But, of course, the trains also are becoming less useful as well, even if the trains are
right. So I guess let's focus on buses.
Yeah.
Trains kind of fit in with the same line, but let's focus on buses.
Well, yeah, they changed the routes, right, which caused chaos, which means people just stopped taking it.
So whose fault do you reckon that was?
Whose fault? I mean, is it useful to assign fault here?
I'm not too sure.
There are people who made changes, and those changes caused a problem. fault perhaps isn't the right word.
Yeah.
But you can if you want to. You can blame the public, you can blame the regional council, you can blame the city council, you can blame the national government.
Yep.
Can't really blame the Labour one. The national government changed the rules about how you...
You kind of can blame the Labour as well.
How's that?
They haven't changed it back.
Yeah, but even if they had it, the contract signed, that wouldn't fix it.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can blame them.
Yeah, they still could like push through something, being like,
that would
well,
fix it
shit.
Later. Yeah. But yeah, I think...
It would stop it happening again.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. I think it would be tough to blame the current government.
Yeah.
Given National was the one who passed that, who changed the
and
legislation.
Like they've got a bunch of other stuff going on at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Old CGT. Have you noticed? Here's one of my PPs. Every single story I read about capital gains tax is against it in the mainstream media. I haven't read a story in the mainstream media being for it. And every single one of them is like, we've talked to Greg, who owns 80 different properties in Rotorua, and he says capital gain tax is bad. We talked to Jeffrey, who owns 20 different properties. He says it's going to be bad to have... And that's every story I've read.
Yeah.
Every story. It's like a fucking parody. It's Fox, man.
I love it.
It's real
like
Fox.
People just think, oh, yeah, we'll just interview all the people that, like, they have a lot of property.
Yeah.
Nah, he's safe, he's safe.
Even Calvin Klein would have to agree that one was safe.
How many houses do you reckon he has?
Councillor, Wellington, 2.
Yeah. So our last mayor's husband, he was like a...
I don't know who our last mayor was, but okay.
Celia Wade Brown.
Celia Wade Brown, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
she's still a councillor, right?
I'm not too actually sure, actually. Right. Yeah, so her husband, I think I've got the right person. I think her husband used to be like an investment, well, still is, like an investment, what's the word, mangate or magnate? Like, they have like heaps of investment properties
gotcha.
Like around Wellington.
So he had lots, yeah.
He would probably be against capital gains.
Yeah, I think anyone who doesn't pay taxes
anyway.
And would have to start paying taxes against it.
It's a bit against the story.
I know, it's just been really annoying me.
Yeah, so story is kind of, yeah, mogul, that's the one.
Property mogul, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so cyclists, a lot of cyclists have complained to Metlink about the new buses being like, did you get these guys out of primary school or something? Like, where'd these buses come
gotcha.
From?
They're
like,
not trained well. Yeah.
They're 103 complaints. I think there was in a month or something, or it might
that's
be
a lot. That
six
is a
months.
Lot.
I don't know. Even still, that's still pretty.
Is that my phone?
That's behind you. That's me, actually.
No, it's me.
Oh, well, why do you steal my.
I gotta take this once again.
Oh, it's important. Hold on, I'll take 2 mics. Stephen has just taken 2 mics. Does this sound really weird to people? I'm just going to like go like this. Does this sound really weird? This sounds really weird. So Stephen's on the phone, but if you guys want to talk, you can talk. I'm going to talk about cyclists. So cyclists, bunch of complaints made to Metlink. That one doesn't have a switch.
It's always on?
Yeah, it's just always on. Well, we turn it off in software and stuff.
So this was an article that, you know, the reporter missed.
You didn't miss this one.
Oh.
You missed the dangerous one. Oh, he's back.
Yeah, so it wasn't yeah. a one. But it was about finding a new flat. Bit of a weird phone call. He was like, are you okay with us contacting your references? And I'm like, yes.
That's why I gave them to you.
Yeah, I was like, yep, that's fine, I think. Finding a new flat. And he was just like, are you okay with us contacting your references? And I'm like, yes. yes. yeah.
That's yeah. how that works, yeah.
I'm also kind of like, oh, man, could you have just rung them instead and got me my shit faster? Text used in appropriate ways is really good. Fight me, Stephen. Text.
I was reading an article... Unrelated. Let's segue.
Unrelated to capital gains tax, okay.
It's related to tax.
I'm also not sure what you mean by that, Eurisk, but...
So, there was an article in the paper recently. Well, there was one, like, last week, but for some reason they rehashed it again, like, a couple of days ago.
They do that sometimes. It's weird.
So, some guy was, like, renovating his house in Kapiti, and he found a cigarette packet in his wall.
Oh, from like the 60s or something.
80s, I think.
Yeah.
With a letter inside it. And like it had like a whole bunch of information about like costs and like salaries and everything. And people were like, whoa, yeah. The comments of that fucking shit, people were like, yeah. So tax back then was apparently like 50%.
Yeah, they used to be much higher.
But then someone was like, yeah, but like tax now, like if you take the top bracket of 33 and then add 25 to it for, not 25, 15, 15 for the GST, it gets like reasonably close.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're also like, you also got a whole bunch of free shit, like free education, free healthcare, free everything.
Now or back then?
Back then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because tertiary education was free back then, wasn't it?
Tertiary education was free.
Yeah.
Just healthcare was free.
Oh, yeah, no. So
that was a green line,
I'm in favor of high tax rates. I'm in favor of capital gains tax because here in New Zealand, if you invest in property, you buy and sell and you make money off that and you do that instead of working, you pay zero tax. But you don't exactly pay zero tax. But you don't pay tax on any of that income. So, yeah, I'm in favor of a higher tax rate.
Mm.
I'm also in favor of...
I'm also in favor of government spending money more wisely.
That's true, yeah. I think anyone who deals with government can pretty clearly see that government does not spend money wisely. They spend it poorly. Which,
And the whole, like, budget thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might get on a rant.
Do you know how much MSD's budget is? Like, how much they spend a year? Does anyone know off the top of their head how much it is? Because I was wondering, if you take that, let's say that's, I don't know, including all benefits and everything, if you take that and just divide it by how many people there are in New Zealand, do we have enough for a UBI already, as long as you get rid of MSD? We might. It'd be getting close, I reckon.
Don't know.
I reckon it'd be getting pretty fucking close. Yeah. Yeah, salaries of every single person who works in MSD, which is one of the largest government departments. It is the largest? What? Yeah, the largest government department. 4,500 employees, did you say? All right, so it's a lot of people.
You have it?
Yeah, I think MB is quite big as well, yeah. Yeah.
MB does, like, a lot of other stuff as well.
Yeah, but I'm thinking there might be enough money to just give everyone a UBI. Maybe not, but I just think... That would simplify things, and you can't really complain that government's spending their money badly if they no longer spend money, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing I find weird with, like, budgets in New Zealand, probably just everywhere, is people feel the need to spend more money so they make sure they keep the same budget for next year, which is retarded. Like, if...
Yeah, like, you can understand how it happened, but it shouldn't be like this.
Yeah, I'm like...
Yeah.
Can it not be like, hey, like, we don't actually need to spend this much money this year, but next year I think we do actually need to spend this full amount. Like, can you just keep the same amount? Or like,
yeah.
Or can we, like, keep on to it and save it? Like how regular people do it. Like,
yeah.
I don't just get given money. Like, well, I do for a salary, but like.
Yeah. They're not like, Hugh, I noticed you actually have $20,000 in the bank from your salary. So we're giving you a $20,000 pay cut.
Yeah.
So you can apply to have that raised by 5K until you get back up to where you were. But
It's crazy because I feel like money isn't spent well because of that.
Sometimes it gets to the point where they just try and spend the money for no good reason. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've seen it. Like,
yeah, if everyone spends money badly, I think government has less. There's less responsibility in government where it's kind of like, well, it doesn't hurt me if I don't do it. Like, what's the government going to do? Shut down MSD? Shut down MBIE? No, they're not going to do that. And you don't get fired in government. You can be incompetent and you still don't get fired. There are big businesses like that as well. Pretty sure if you're incompetent and you work at PwC, you're not going to be fired.
Yeah.
The Big Four might be okay. Won't be promoted, yeah. Government had to, like, you've been working here this many years, therefore you make more money now. That kind of thing. Or promotions. And promotion by Last Person Standing. Yeah. So government has a lot of bad incentives.
Anyway, I think we're getting a bit too political here for our show.
We do try and stay away from the politics, but we've done poorly today.
So I guess what I was going to say with cyclists was there was a great quote that every cyclist should treat every other driver as...
They're
trying
to kill them.
And they're trying to kill them.
Yeah, that's good advice. I think every cyclist knows that already. I sent him a friend who cycles, and I'm like, oh, how do you deal with cars cutting you off? And he's like, you just assume they're going to cut you off. Every single car, you're like, this guy's going to cut me off. Yeah. And if he doesn't, you're like, sweet.
I saw a meme. I don't even think it was a meme, but like people were like, yeah, like try and take a photo 5 minutes after you start cycling and see if you're still smiling.
Yeah.
And like, I think after I saw that, I kind of thought about like what I might look like when I'm cycling. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've got my fucking most serious face in the world while I'm cycling.
I'm trying to be killed right now. I need to make sure I don't get killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like having fun cycling.
I actually asked my wife because one of the people were like, I feel slightly better at cycling because, well, not like better, but like the people that I read about were, they had...
Is that a red light? I'm just going to check. Carry on.
They had been hit by buses.
Yeah.
Hit by like vehicles and shit.
It was a red light.
It was. They've been hit by vehicles and they have like fucking metal plates in their bodies now.
Yeah.
Which, like, if that happened to me, I reckon I'll just become a superhero.
You do what? What's the guy who kick ass? That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't know. If that happened to me, I would probably like kind of debate it, but then I'm like, nah.
What? No, you're already fucked up. It's not like
that. That's what my wife was saying. She was when we watched that movie. She was just like, but like he's. Yeah. Fucked up and crippled. Like
his whole thing was like, I can't feel pain anymore, therefore I can get fucked up and it doesn't matter. No, he'll die. Yeah. He will die the first time he gets beaten up because he's a cripple with like internal injuries. But it did make a good movie. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. It was a good comedy. But yeah, anyway, so like these people have been like hit and they've got like metal in their bones and they still go cycling. And people like call them fucking crazy because the shit happened.
Yeah,
and,
but
like
it's
after
not like
I read it, I like asked my wife, like, hey, do you think I'm like crazy because I do this? And she's like, nah, but it's a good quote. Like, you should treat everyone like they're drunk and trying to kill you. I'm like, I think I do.
I told my partner that I would not be comfortable with her getting a scooter.
Yeah.
Because it increases your risk of death drastically. It's the same with cycling. I'd be more okay with cycling, but I know she could, mainly because I know she's not going to do it. So, got that. No,
Listening? Are you listening? Are you listening?
There's no way she's listening. She doesn't listen to this.
She might.
I'm not meaning to disparage
her.
She
might. You never know.
So if she told me
listening,
I was going cycling.
Call on 1234567899. It's my number. I changed my number, by the way.
Okay.
It starts with a one.
I wouldn't go cycling either, so it's not a big problem. But
We got a cycle up there. Do you want to give it a little go?
Have you got a tricycle? Quadcycle?
I've got a tricycle at my dad's house. It's quite rusty, I think.
I don't think I've ever had a tricycle.
I'm not sure, like, you would want to ride it.
I've had, like, the training wheels. Those are pretty common.
It also has the solid tire. I loved my trike. I loved it. Oh, it was amazing. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we would have been able to have a trike because we grew up on farms. So,
oh, yeah,
trikes like,
would not work. You would go over like a small bump and then you would fall over.
Yeah, it'd be pretty bad. So even training wheels were not super good on farms.
Anyway, that's my cycling story.
Okay,
if you're a driver out there, try and like just look out for cyclists. Like,
we'll make a game of it. Yeah, look out for them and be like, I wonder if I can fuck them up.
Man, fuck you.
If I can make him.
You're like the worst driver in the world. I can't believe I do this podcast about traffic safety with you.
Yeah, I've never been. First of all, it's the bus factor.
I actually don't think I've ever driven with you.
Yeah, I don't drive often.
I've heard your stories, and I'm like, I'm just not sure I want
people
to
get
drive
in the car with me after I've driven. I'm
after
not
a couple
driver
of drinks. Is that what you're saying?
No, after they've driven with me before. Sorry, I like said that. Yeah. No, sorry. I don't drink and drive. I don't. During high school, I had friends who would smoke weed and then drive. And I'm like, is this okay? And they're like, yeah, it's cool. It's not illegal to be high. And I'm like, but...
It's actually hard to test for.
Yeah. It's not like alcohol, right?
Yeah, it's crazy hard to test for. So that's like one of the big things stopping the legalization.
I mean, I'm not sure I buy that. I feel like there's a lot of agendas, and
I don't think
the one stopping it is like it's hard to test for.
I didn't say it was the one. I said, there are a lot. You said
it's the big one.
It is one of the biggest. One of the biggest.
I don't buy that. I do not buy that. One of the biggest.
I can see new articles.
Because think about it. When it was made illegal, it's not like people were worried about that shit.
No, there were some articles about
Like, I'm sure it's a convenient excuse in skateboard.
No, because if it is legal, then more people will be likely to be driving
It's an issue. I just don't think it's one of the biggest.
And it's hard to test.
Yeah, I just don't think it's one of the biggest. Well, guess what? Being
Australians have a road to test.
Sleepy is as bad as being high and drunk, and that's hard to test for.
Yeah.
You know? I just don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Yeah, we put our bus drivers through so much trouble.
We do. It's horrific. Moving on to some more tech news. We do have... we do have the Drupal proof of concept for the Drupal bug that came out last week. We talked about it on the show last week, and I said there would probably be one. Yeah, so it's basically how we described it in the show. So it is a deserialization issue, but the advice that you could stop it being exploited by turning off post and put was wrong. You can actually exploit this via a GET request. So if you are running a Drupal website, it's probably not going to turn out super well for you. So I think with Drupal 8, the module that it exploits, it's the REST Web Services module, is built into core but not enabled by default. The only reason I think that's the case is I know someone who had a job and they tried to use the proof of concept, didn't work, turns out it just wasn't enabled. So I suspect it's not enabled by default on new Drupal installations, but it seems like a module that a lot of people would enable. So if you are running Drupal, you probably want to patch it. Yeah. What else we got? We got any more...
So we got a Drupal proof of concept.
Already done, mate.
No, we're just about to start it.
What's this one here?
It's a new one.
What's this one here? Nizzing.
Nizzing.
Dizzing.
So I bring up the video of that.
I mean, it doesn't help the viewers, so I'm fine. Are you streaming live shows right now?
I think it. Oh my god.
What? Has it just been autoplaying since you started? I really just like autoplaying.
News stuff. Hub. News Hub actually just like.
Autoplays. Pause before it keeps on going.
It doesn't actually just. Also, it doesn't actually autoplay. It just moves to the next article.
Warning, this video contains content which may disturb. It's someone pissing. How was that disturbing? Everyone pisses.
It's against the law.
Are people disturbed by that?
Public urination.
Yeah, but...
some people are. Some people are disturbed. Some people are aroused. Like.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen someone pissing and thought, that's disturbing. Oh, yeah. I guess. Yeah, no, actually, maybe I have. Now that I think about it.
Some people look real fucking gross, and you're
yeah, you're right. I haven't actually seen this video, so for all I know, it could be the most disturbing thing.
Do you want me to click play?
I mean, can if you want to. It doesn't make a difference. But talk about the news story.
Yeah, so some Dave's going to click play.
Talk about the news story. Come on.
Just put it up in the top right corner afterwards.
Talk about the news story. It doesn't matter.
He's just not going to do it. It'll lock. It'll lock. That's fine. Yeah, so some girl, she went to 660 gig in Auckland and she was on a bus home. She needed to take a leak. And she
took the leak.
That was actually just like only while she was taking a leak. Isn't it just like a small puddle there now?
Yeah, people had to walk through.
Have you stopped
it
like going to the next article? But yeah, the gist of that article was that's outside us. Yeah. Might be a fire down the street again. Do you know the curry place up the road? It was on fire the other week.
Which one? The one on there?
Yeah. Next to Catalyst.
That's fucking ages away, but no, I didn't know that.
It's literally a block and a half.
There's a closer curry place.
Where?
The one just on the fucking side street there. It's called Curry Heaven or something. Way
closer.
Oh,
that one. Oh, yeah.
Bond Street,
not sure I'd rate that.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to say the curry place near here, I think it's reasonable to assume the close one.
The curry place on the street, like less
it's
than...
down the street, and it's pretty fucking close. It's also one of the BNZ food court. I'm not sure
anyway,
I made that
anyway.
One.
So, yeah, this girl, she went to a gig. She forgot to go to the toilet before she jumped on a bus.
Or maybe she went but was just chugging them beers back.
Yeah. Yeah, like sometimes they like store up in your bladder. And,
yeah,
like,
sometimes
girls
drink.
Do have like a smaller players. Yeah. So
sometimes
like,
I'll drink and not have to piss for like an hour, and then within 1 hour I have to piss like three times.
You break the seal. You break the seal.
And each time it's a big piss.
So like I haven't had to drink all this time. As soon as I break that seal,
it's going
to
be
But yes, she apparently begged the bus driver to
let her
off.
Please, can I just get off and take a piss? And he's like, no, we're not a bus service. This is a private bus. We cannot stop the bus for you. And she's like, well, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, so she pissed herself.
Well, she didn't piss herself, no.
She actually did it properly.
She
like,
squatted down by the door, took off her underwear.
Yeah.
Pissed.
Her friends kind of like gathered around her a bit to kind of block it, but
it's a shitty situation. Not. Especially for like a guy can be like, hey, yo, anyone got a drink bottle they don't want?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a good idea, but you can do it, right?
Yeah, so when I first read the story, I was just like, the news article, fuck, I hate...
Yeah, to
like,
start with, they seemed really against
her. I hate news headlines because like the first one I read was just like, fucking girl pisses on public bus. And I'm like...
You're like, what a...
That girl should probably get like arrested or like fucking drunken. And then like the next one I read was like, didn't get... fined or anything. And I was like, wait, what? Why not? Yeah. And I didn't actually read any of the articles until Gene sent me this one.
Gotcha. Yeah, I actually, the headline intrigued me. I was, because I saw the same one that was like, no fine. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was kind of like, I'm pretty sure that's like
what a shitty bus driver.
And it was like on camera as well. Like, and who is this person that's like fucking filming a girl?
I don't know.
Piss?
If you're like, this is going to make the fucking news. Some person is just pissing.
Yeah. What's there like a sweet blur over the that?
It was red light.
There was a blur, that means that was
what
descriptive.
You reckon someone had like a high quality footage version of it?
Yeah, probably.
This person was clearly not a photographer because I got out my nice lens and I gotta turn the flash on. Yeah.
Oh my god! Imagine if you were taking a leak when you needed to take a leak, and then someone you looked over, and there was someone with like a fucking massive lens, just like focused on you. You'd be like, I probably wouldn't be able to go. I'll just be like,
what? I don't know. So, if you're drunk, you also don't care as much.
If you've started and you're drunk. If I'm drunk but not too drunk, I probably won't start. But if I've already started, then I notice it, I might be like, oh. And then I just can't. Boom.
Another one?
It's just number four. It was nearly a number five.
There's quite a few of them this time. Anyway, poor woman and
poor woman.
Pretty shitty bus driver, I'm going to say. Like, I get it. He shouldn't have... but it's like a fairly... Yeah, I gotcha. But if someone's like, I really need a piss, like, don't be a dick. Like it's not about... Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He could have just, like, let her off. She could have pissed, like, in the grass away from the bus.
He could have been like, do you have a phone to catch an Uber? Because I can let you off, but I can't let you back on. And she probably would have been like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, even if she didn't have a phone, like, he probably could have just stopped, like, go for a piss over there... And come back on.
Yeah, he might not.
And then he
doesn't
have to clean it up because he probably had to clean it up.
No way he would have had to clean it up. He would have, taken it back to the depot and been like, she's a bit dirty, mate. Probably want to get some around.
Fucking dry it up. Oh, gross.
Yeah. Yeah, he's all done for the day. What else we got here? Seats. What's this one?
Seats. We've already talked about it.
Oh, these are the weird seats. Yeah.
The weird seats.
They all do have a distinctively weird...
Yeah, so what are our seats looking like? They're like blue. Yeah.
They're blue with the squiggles, yeah.
So, like, when I read the article, there's apparently thought put into them because, there was, like, a saying. Let's see if I can
Yeah, because they all look distinctive. You look... Well, some of them look weird, but the majority of them, they have a distinctive bus fabric look.
Yeah, here we are. Seat... Cover designs, we believe, need to consider four things. Memorability. They need to be striking enough to create an instant impression.
Why? Why do they need that?
Freshness. I don't know that word.
They need to be bright.
Need to be bright enough in color and to appear new-ish after years of wear, but not so pale as to make stains or fade evident.
So that one I do get, because bus seats are going to get fucking filthy.
Intricacy. Large empty monochrome spaces show wear more quickly and provide too tempting a canvas for vandals.
Yeah, that one. Also agree with that.
Yeah. Anti-dazzle. Is moquette like a word for seat cover?
And the pattern is the pattern.
Right, cool. Shouldn't be so bright and busy that it turns stomach.
Some of them were pretty fucking bright and busy. Okay, those do actually make sense. And I feel like I've gained a little insight into why bus seat covers are designed the way they are.
Why do they need to be memorable, though?
The memorable, no. I think that one like, was
where. I remember.
Yeah. And what are you going to do? Like, get on the bus with different seat covers and be like, they've changed this. This is a Travis, you're a fake bus. Get out of here. A lot of the early tube have different tile patterns for people who couldn't read it. Oh, yeah. Different. Yeah. There are times when different patterns make sense. Buses.
So the old Wellington buses, stagecoaches, they used to be like big red seats, like the vinyl ones that you might find in like old. Whoa. Like,
well, you shouldn't do that because that means they don't be bright and they show tear.
Yeah,
and then
I think they
vandals.
Got like replaced and like they got ripped and
it's actually a good point.
Like that.
They don't get but vandalized like, often.
Looking back at that bus service, I never saw many issues
with the seats.
With just the entire like everything around the bus service.
Yeah. Younger. Yeah.
Parents never complained about it either. Like,
smaller city, things get worse as cities get bigger.
Yeah, Wellington's getting pretty big. And traffic's getting so much worse.
You know, Wellington rent is more expensive on average than Auckland.
Oh, yeah, Wellington
right
rent is like fucking crazy now.
It's fucked.
I'm glad I've got a house now.
Oh, fuck you. I was so close to buying a house like a month ago. Like, literally, I had talked to the lawyer. We were going to put an offer in.
You can still do it.
I can't do it now.
I know a house. Guy is selling in Arnhem Bay.
We don't have any money.
No, I was talking to him. He was just like, I was kind of like, how much are you looking for? Because I'm like, I'm talking to the owner right now. I can like kind of get the actual number.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, like inquiries over 900.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm like, damn. Like,
you could sell your house and move there.
No, like our house is still only worth, according to like a couple of sources, like around 850.
Oh, it's still, that's
it. It's gone up a fuckload in the last like 2 years since we bought it.
Like 100K or something, right?
Like 200 or something?
200K. That's a crazy increase in value. But I mean, it's happened in Wellington. It's fucking happened.
It's nuts.
I knew a couple who were saving and they said the problem they had was they would save. Yeah, our reporter's leaving. They would save. Go to the bank, get it all organized, go to buy, realize that houses have gone up 50K in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Save again.
But what about the trolls?
I don't get it.
The trolls.
Trolls.
Yeah, the trolls.
Give me more. If you're making a pun or a joke here, I'm not getting it.
The form with the trolls?
No.
Russian trolls?
Farm?
Oh, is that farm? Mate, that looks like form.
Sorry. You can read it right, Dave. Nah, the one on the USA Russian troll farm. Sorry, I told him now. He kind of... Yeah.
Looks like form from here.
Sorry, we've got like no minutes
that
left.
That A so is tiny.
Just buy a tiny house. Mate, I've thought about it. Believe me, I've thought about it. Solve a lot of my problems. Let me just quickly
just
go through the last
up on
two.
On a corny place, mate.
Yeah, wow. I'll get one of those like self-contained... campervan things, stickers that you just put in a van that's not self-contained and then piss in public. USA Russian troll farm, the United States government, Cyber Command, I think there were, who's like the joint venture between the NSA and the military, shut down the Russian troll farm for one day on election day. Sounds pretty fucking useless to me.
Yeah, it does.
But
whatever. What did it change?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they had some crazy campaign. Maybe they had something, but I think it's like, it's kind of like saying, yeah, we totally DDoSed those guys, man. Yeah, we totally DDoSed them.
Yeah, we did.
And I don't think they DDoSed them, but it's still like, this kind of how it comes across. It's like kind of like fighting with people and DDoS you.
Tell me about your Ace of Spades.
Last one, WinRAR has an exploit in the Ace Handler. They just removed the Ace.
Does anyone use Ace anymore?
No, it was...
I remember when I was like a teenager, I was like, damn, there's like all these different formats. I want something that will open them all.
Yeah, don't use WinRAR these days. It's bad.
Yeah, WinRAR opened them all.
Yeah, we've got like, 7-Zip now. But yes, I did used to use WinRAR, but now it's just dumb, so I don't use it. Is there any bus news stories you want to hit before we...
I guess the...
The fuck is that last one there?
Some Russian dude on a boat, like, just sailed into a, like, port harbor.
Was drunk, gotcha.
He was drunk and just, like, fucking sailed in. Wow. It was something one of our workmates told us just cool. before he left.
Gotcha. And what's the last one there? The second to last one there?
Shortage. This is a shortage.
We got a shortage of buses, shortage of trains, and it's not getting better.
Yeah, the train drivers, there's not enough of them, so they're cancelling them and replacing them with buses, but there's a shortage yeah. of bus drivers. So yeah. I'm not like, sure how that works.
They're like, oh, yeah, this train that is normally has 400 people on it or whatever is being replaced by 3 buses. It's like,
yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure where they're getting the drivers from as well. Yeah,
there's not enough bus drivers for the rest of Wellington.
Oh, and then today, so walking into work today.
Yeah.
So I get, I walk down from Brooklyn. There's 2 number 7s in a row.
Weird, but.
And I'm like, they're meant to run 15 minutes apart. Yeah. Like, if there's like driver shortage, how come they're like real close together? Like maybe your timetable is like not perfect.
Not super good, yeah.
Like people could look into this.
In Hamilton, it did tend to break down a little bit. One of the problems is that Hamilton works based on that every bus gets into the depot at a certain time.
Yeah.
5 or 10 minutes later, every bus leaves. But that means if your bus is more than 10 minutes late,
yep.
you miss that section and have to wait over half an hour.
Yeah.
So I was late for school a few times because I was on like the one bus route that was late.
Oh, yeah, because yours was definitely hub and spoke.
I mean, it was... It was a hub.
You've got the orbiter and then everything else is into the center
yeah,
and out.
Yeah, into the center out, yes. Yeah. I mean, it is hub and spoke, but it's not hubs and spokes. It's yeah. hub and spokes singular. Yeah.
Whereas ours is like a weird yeah. fucking hubs and spokes. But
also some other shit.
Everything in the middle, like, probably doesn't need to exist. Like, yeah, there's spokes in the middle of all the hubs.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like there's a hub in Jayville, but then like the bus that goes out to Jayville just goes past it and goes to other hubs.
Yeah.
Instead of stopping at Jayville.
Yeah,
and then
it's a bit fucked,
yeah.
isn't it? Okay, I think we're about done for today anyway.
Yeah.
Hope everyone had a good time. Yeah.
Yep.
Yo. Yo. Okay, I guess we'll see everyone. Are you here next week?
Oh, like you always ask me a week. Before, like, I just don't
That's
know.
A good amount of time to ask.
I think I'm here next week.
Okay, I should be here next week.
I think I'm here, like, the next foreseeable future.
Nice. I've got B-Sides Canberra I'm going to.
You do, I don't.
All right, yeah. Apart from that, I'm sure I'll see
something.
What
I should spend my budget on.
Yeah. All right, we'll see everyone next week.
Yeah. Nibus Factor. Oh yeah. Nibus Factor. Oh yeah.